Izana, how are you doing? I am just sitting here feeding my daughter, and I thought, why not sit down and actually record a podcast while I do it? Because I already have the video idea where I saw, well, not video, it's not a video, it's audio. It's because I'm also going to film today for YouTube, but I had the idea for this podcast because the other day I saw a meme thing and it said, I don't even know what the person was on it, but it was just, it said, at the top said birth, and then in the middle said why though, and then at the bottom said death. And it really hit me so hard reading this. Like, first of all, I found it quite funny, but second of all, it's actually so true, is that we're literally born and we die. And in the middle, we're kind of trying to figure out why and where we are and who we are and what we're here for, like what the hell we're doing and all of that, you know? Like, that is literally what life is when you really think about it. And we can have all these past lives and stuff that we can't remember, or maybe you do remember, maybe you've had a past life reading, or maybe an Akashic Records reading or something. But like, for the most part, we get indoctrinated into all of these different things that are going on here, all these different systems and cultures and our parents' beliefs and the TV and stuff. And that kind of like distracts us, confuses us even more, you know, like throws us off and everything. But really, we're just trying to figure out... My baby's making noises in her sleep. It's so cute. We're just trying to figure out like why we're actually here. Do you know what I mean? And that's kind of like the main thing that ends up happening, especially when we get into shitty situations and toxic relationships and stuff. You then start questioning it again and trying to figure out why you're here, how you chose this, how this happened, you know, like... I think just everything to do with life is such an evaluation, and just looking around and seeing where you're at and what you want to change about it and what you like about it and stuff, and then figuring out what you actually want while you're here, you know, but also like why you're here, what the hell this even is and stuff, because of course there's a lot of chaos here and a lot of confusion. I feel like confusion is the main thing. And distraction, because of course there's agendas to keep us confused and keep us distracted. And then when you start going down that rabbit hole, it can be a little bit shocking and mind-blowing and stuff. But then at the same time, you also can start to uncover your own power and your own, like, when you get understanding about metaphysics and what this universe is and all of that, and like consciousness and everything, it can be empowering at the same time as being a little bit scary. Do you know what I mean? So like, life is just such a exploration, like discovery. But also, my favorite phrase to say is that it's really a remembering, because you're not necessarily learning anything new, depending on the way that you look at it, really. But like, if consciousness and source is all that there is, then it kind of already knows it all, but then at the same time fractalized for us to go and explore things and learn and grow. But are we really learning and growing if it already knows everything? I think like there's so many ways to look at it, and it's probably not something we'll ever really know in this lifetime. Like, you might think you know, or you might feel your intuition and feel into certain things, but of course all of our perceptions are different, so what you believe may be different to somebody else, regardless of how accurate or inaccurate that is, you know. But yeah, it's just such an exploration, and it got me thinking about how literally we come here, we my baby is being loud, literally we come here and we get distracted and we develop all of these belief systems and stuff that kind of block our chakras and throw us off and confuse us and get us stuck in depressive states and keep us in survival mode, you know, like having to work jobs and all of that. All of these different things that can keep you stuck in survival and stuck in, like, well, essentially you just need to be able to meet your basic needs of food and shelter and all of that, you know. So like, we have all of that stuff going on, and then at the same time you have all of these incredible tools that you can use to kind of counteract that. So like meditation and your diet, you know, like your lifestyle, whether you are into fitness and things and going for walks, sitting in nature, you know, like all of these incredible tools, crystals, and just so many different things. Kundalini yoga, that's something I've been getting into recently. It's just like all of these things that we can use that help us clear all of this external stuff that's trapped in our aura and like our chakras and things, where our emotions get blocked and our thoughts especially, which leads to your emotions. So like your thoughts and the negative thought patterns that come up, which affects your beliefs, of course. It creates your beliefs because beliefs are repeated thoughts. So like all of these tools are able to help you basically take control of your mind in a way, which I feel like that is what life is. It's a mind game. And I filmed a YouTube video on this called Life is a Mind Game. And I realized, like, while we're here trying to figure out what life is, at the same time, we have all of these tools to help us, and then we have all of these distractions to kind of like, distract us. I can't think of what other word to use. But yeah, we have all of these distractions just to kind of confuse us and distract us and keep us disconnected from ourselves and from our power, and also keep us distracted away from all of the tools that we have. Like, they keep you so caught up in survival mode that you don't have time to meditate, if that makes sense. You don't have time to sit there and spend half an hour doing Kundalini yoga because you've got to go and work a 12-hour shift. And then after that, you've got to look after your children and stuff. Like, there's just so many distractions that have been orchestrated by groups of people or groups of beings just so they can basically control the world and manipulate it, and essentially for greedy reasons to do with money and to do with power and to do with control, right? So like that's their agenda and that's what they're doing. And then we get stuck in those loops, as well as stuck in negative beliefs, because of course our school system doesn't teach us about our worth and our power, and it doesn't teach us metaphysics and like the fact that consciousness exists and all of this. Like, this is something that's become more mainstream recently, but when I was a kid, I definitely didn't hear anything about that whatsoever. So like, it's not something that's taught to us in the school system. It's not, our food is not taught to us, like our health and all of that, not on a real level that's going to empower you to actually take control, you know. Like, we're in such survival mode that we'll feed our kids terrible fucking foods that do not benefit their bodies. And that's just such a normalized thing because everybody's trying to survive and hustle and like have their basic survival needs met, that like you don't have time to think about, you know, ways to make healthy food because it takes time to prepare it and stuff like that. You know, like we're caught up in so many survival things that it's just so distracting. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we have all of these incredible empowering tools to use because of this incredible empowering knowledge. When you really think about it, like the tools help us to clear out all of this survival mechanisms that we've taken on, whether that be physically or whether that be emotional tools and things and traumas, and whether that be mental. Like, we have all of these tools that are just so needed nowadays because of all of this programming. It's like we actually need to use these tools. And before, when I would get caught up in all of these negative thought patterns and like anxiety would come up or different emotions, and I just wouldn't face them because I didn't want to, because it's so uncomfortable to sit there with your pain and stuff and actually allow it to take over your body. Like, that's just such an uncomfortable experience that I didn't want to do that, you know. And now, especially with having my daughter, I'm realizing how much I need different tools like breath work. I never thought I would need something just so simple, like to breathe deeply for longer periods of time and like to be intentional with your breath. But genuinely, when like she's having so much crying things going on, like I was going to say tantrums, but let's not call it a tantrum because that's a kind of negative word. But like when she's having a bit of a emotional moment and it's like really overwhelming for me to deal with because I just get overwhelmed with like the sensory like overload, you know. I'm very much used to my own company and being by myself the majority of the time, so to have a child is just the complete opposite of that. She depends on me for everything, and when she has a real emotional moment, and I don't know what's wrong and I've tried everything and it's not working, then I'm like, oh my God, I need to breathe. And I never realized how valuable just intentional breathing really is, because it just calms my whole body down and calms my thoughts down as well, because of course they're just overwhelmed and like racing a million miles per hour with the stress of her crying nonstop and stuff. So like just even intentional breathing just helps so much, as well as meditation and all of that stuff. But like, depending on what your situation is and what the circumstance is, just in certain moments, just something, any of these things may help you, even though they're so simple. Do you know what I mean? Like, they may help you in such a magnificent, huge way, but it's something so small. And I just realize how valuable and how important it is to really take care of ourselves, because ultimately, like, going back to the meme that I said at the beginning of like, birth, why though death? When you really think about it, the way to create your heaven on earth here, we need these tools, because there's so much chaos and so much programming and so much confusion and distraction and suffering here. Like, these tools are a game changer. They're almost essential. I mean, they definitely are for me and my experience. Like, just being able to use these things on a day-to-day basis, like, it doesn't even mean you need to punish yourself or be restrictive with it or anything like that. You can do whatever it is you need in each moment, but just having your go-to things that you know will help you when something negative happens and it kind of throws you off and stuff, like deep breathing, that's definitely something that I use almost daily now, because I just know that I need to calm my body down, and that really helps and really is effective for me. You know, it might not work for you and you might want to choose something else, but just picking something that's so effective for you and just trying it, you know, and then in those moments where the trigger or where the emotional overload happens, being able to turn to it, even if you're at work or something, like, you can sit there and breathe for a couple of seconds while you're at work, you know, like, we all need to breathe anyway. So like, it's something that you can just utilize in those moments, no matter what it is that you're going through, and just really calm your body down and calm your mind down, because ultimately that is what the distractions are doing. It's keeping us so like emotionally charged and so agitated and just so low and heavy in vibration that like we need these tools to be able to clear it out. And I just realized, when you think about why we're here to create our own version of heaven on earth, right? To like explore life, to enjoy it, to think about what it is that you want, what your soul mission is and your purpose and your passions, things that you loved when you were a child, and just really like explore them and have fun, you know, and connect with people and all of that. But because there's so much stress here and so much chaos, you could view that as part of the journey and part of the like fun of it in a way, if you want to call it fun. But then at the same time, it's like we also, because it's so negative, we also have to be able to clear all of that out to get clear on why we're here. You know, like, you have to be able to unravel all of that trauma and the childhood programming and all of the distractions and all of the things that don't benefit you anymore. Being able to unravel that to then remember your purpose, remember why you're here, remember what you want to do. In fact, even just remembering what excites you and what brings you joy, you know, things that you love. Sometimes the distraction is so intense and we're caught up in survival mode so much, so we don't even remember what we enjoy. We don't even know what we actually like and what we want to be doing with our daily lives, because we're caught up in our routines and the things that we just have to get done and just have to do, you know, in order to survive yet again. So like, just really utilizing all of these tools to help you clear that programming and help you let go of all of that. And of course, this is a whole journey. It's not going to be something that just happens overnight. And that, like, there's so many times I've gone back and forth on things or started something and then completely stopped and walked away from it, because it is hard. Like, life is fucking hard, you know? And all of us have our own circumstances and our own situations. And again, you could say that we chose it, that we chose our parents and our circumstances for our mission, like we wanted that because it's a specific experience that we wanted. You could perceive it in that way, but that doesn't negate from the fact that it's still hard. Do you know what I mean? It's still difficult, regardless of whether your soul chose it or not, regardless of whether certain relationships you chose, or like whatever it is, no matter how much we chose certain things and how much like we had control over certain things, at the same time, we can still acknowledge the fact that it's difficult. We can still acknowledge the fact that we didn't necessarily want something, or that it didn't actually benefit us in the way that we thought it would. Like we can look at these things in so many different ways and angles. And just trying not to get caught up in all of it and self-punishment and stuff like that, and just acknowledging that, like, even though we've made mistakes, and even though life is difficult, and even though there is so much chaos and so much suffering and distraction and confusion here, we're still actually here for a beautiful mission. We're here to be ourselves. We're here to enjoy it and like to cherish the moments. I'm definitely realizing that with having Azaria as well is like, oh my God, I need to cherish these little moments even when I'm stressed out because it just goes so fast. Like there's so much beauty and joy in life, as well as all of the chaos and stuff, and being able to utilize our tools and our spiritual practices and our health to just really take care of ourselves, to eat well, to nurture ourselves, even emotionally as well, to be kind to yourself and all of that. Like, it's fucking difficult, I feel like even just speaking kindly to yourself can be so difficult, which is ridiculous. Like, it shouldn't be like that, but because of this programming, because of our childhoods, because of our parents' childhoods and everything, like, all of us struggle with this. And like, I'm even noticing how often I'm mean to myself, and I could never ever dream of speaking that way to Azaria, like my daughter. I could never ever dream of saying those things to her and being so unkind to her, but yet I do it to myself almost on a daily basis. I even noticed yesterday actually, so in my planner, I have a list of things that I want to get done every day, and I'm trying to go easy on myself. If I can't do any of them, like, that's fine if you can't achieve any of them, but even when I manage to get them done, I'm still like, I don't even sit with that and be excited about the fact that I just achieved something. Like, I fucking move on to the next goddamn thing and then like rush past it. And I actually realized this yesterday because I did my derma roller. Right, I used a derma roller, something so simple and so small and just like normal, but I hadn't used it in I don't even know how long. Like, it's got to be quite a few years, and I've wanted to use it for so many years, like ever since, and I just haven't. I've never been consistent with it, and it's something that's been on my to-do list for a very long time, and I finally did it yesterday. And I put a CMOS face mask on afterwards. Like, I literally just got some fresh CMOS gel and just used a makeup brush and smothered my face with it, and it felt so good. And then I like ticked it off of my to-do list and then just moved on to the next thing. And it was like later on in that night, I was like, oh my God, I've just achieved something that I've wanted to achieve for years, and I'm still not even like proud or like congratulating myself. I'm just moving on to the next thing and then getting mad when I can't achieve the next thing. Like, we spend so much time just rushing through life and not appreciating the small things and not celebrating ourselves, that like I feel like that's where our joy gets lost, because my joy has definitely been lost for absolute years, and I'm talking like teenager type of years. So we're talking at least, wait, how old am I? We're talking at least like 10, 15 years of me getting caught up in depression and anxiety and like not even really being present, not being present for conversations. When I'm having conversations with people, my mind would just wander. I feel like that's kind of a Pisces thing anyway, but to the detriment of relationships and stuff, like not just because of a Pisces trait, but also because I'm just not happy, you know, and like it just, everything just sucks the joy out of it when we're in that kind of state and that mind frame. And I'm just realizing how important it is to really slow down, to take care of ourselves, to utilize our tools when we can, and to clear out the distractions, you know, like we need our tools to be able to do that. And then we can actually focus and continuously shift our focus back to our soul mission. Even though you're gonna go back to the distraction at some point, that's okay, you know, because it's fucking hard being here and it's everywhere. You know, especially if you're on social media and stuff, especially if you're doing social media for work reasons, like the distraction is there and it's okay if we get caught up in it, but utilizing our tools to bring us back to our purpose, back to who we are, back to our authenticity, you know, and continuously having to re-ground ourselves back into our purpose and what we're here to do and stuff. And it's just, I don't know, it's like so empowering, but it's also bloody difficult. So now that I'm like realizing what this journey is, I feel like I've just kind of overanalyzed then this whole journey of life. But now that I understand what it is, it's like, okay, now I can give myself permission to actually enjoy it, to actually be authentic and live in my truth. And, you know, like if a negative comment comes up on social media, I'm learning how to just not even bloody pay attention to it because it doesn't mean anything, and just really owning our own power and stuff. It's just so, so important. But yeah, that whole meme just really sparked this, like, I don't know, I think I went in a mental rabbit hole again and just went down it, unraveling exactly the like whole stages of life and how we got to where we are in this current reality and like the state of consciousness that we're in, where people are in such survival mode. I just started like really analysing it and looking at how we got here and what we're actually here to do, and like what we would be doing if the distraction wasn't here, which is essentially just being ourselves and enjoying our lives and creating our version of heaven and earth. And that's really what we're trying to still do, but we're just having to clear out all of this external programming. So like that's what we're here to do, and we're having to clear this external programming out, which makes it a bit more difficult and takes a bit longer, if that makes sense. But then at the same time, you could perceive it as like the programming is what we signed up for. Do you know what I mean? With our soul contracts and our path and what we chose to incarnate into. So I guess you can look at it in multiple ways, but that's just something that I've been like exploring lately. And yeah, I found it quite interesting but also empowering and exciting, because oh, that's the door. I will be right back. Oh shit, I've got my boob out. Let me just put that away. Sorry about that. We had the door, it was just the postman, but it did wake Azaria up, so I'm probably gonna have to stop this here because I don't want her to kick off and have a little meltdown. My poor little baby, woken up from her nap, bless her. But yeah, I really hope that this episode was helpful. And oh, she's drifting back to sleep, bless her. I will chat with you in the next episode. Definitely have the best week next week. Happy Sunday. I hope you're enjoying your weekend, and I will speak to you next month. Bye.